Welcome, everybody, to the Friar Talk podcast. Today, we're going to do a very quick recap over the Colorado Rockies series, and then we're going to preview the Seattle Mariners series. So I'll let you start out, Chase. What was just your overall thoughts on this Rockies series where we saw the Padres 1, 2, and 3 absolutely dominate?
It was everything we could have asked for. We've been wanting to see our starters go out and throw 6-plus innings, and every single one of them did that. The offense came alive. Tatis came back and went 4-for-4, triple shy of the cycle. You know, it was everything we needed to see from the Padres. You know, it looks like they're finally coming together. All the pieces are falling into place. And you know what? Hopefully they continue this throughout the entire season.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it was a great series. I mean, we talked about, you know, potentially if there was a trade, you know, what would it mean? Does that mean like the Padres are getting really hot? We saw the sweep. We see them win 6 in a row. Now they're going to go play a Mariners team that isn't great. I think they're a pretty average team. I think they're like 2 or 3 games below 500 right now. But the Padres right now are sitting at the third best record in the whole MLB, 614 winning percentage. The whole team's looking really good right now. I mean, the main thing is the pitching. Monday night, we saw Darvish come out there, absolutely dominate. Probably one of the most dominant starts around the whole league this year in terms, I mean, you have Jacob deGrom, you have a lot of no-hitters. But outside of a lot of the no-hitters we've seen, that was a dominant performance. He didn't throw many pitches in 7 innings, barely gives up any hits. And then you see Musgrove come out on Wednesday. He gives up 2 hits over 7 innings, 7 shutout innings. And then on Tuesday, the guy that we talked about that really needed to step it up, comes out and steps it up, pitches 6 innings. Blake Snell did a tremendous job. Do you think this is kind of a sign to like of what we should expect from these 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, it should be. Now that Snell's finally hit like the 6 inning mark, I feel like it's a big weight off his chest. Like, okay, I can do this. I can do this more. I know what works for me now. He threw more pitches in the zone. He got more swings in the zone and misses and weak contact, and that lowered his pitch count that allowed him to go 6 innings. If he continues to do that, then yeah, our 1, 2, and 3. Man, they should be able to go 6 innings at least, and maybe, you know, at least 8 strikeouts. Because, you know, Darvish, Snell, and Musgrove are strikeout artists, and I love to watch them pitch.
Yeah, no, we saw a lot of strikeouts in this series, too. Musgrove threw 11 on Wednesday. And I think that the Rockies only scored a single run in the whole series, I believe. Right? It's 1 run? I want to say it was 1 run. You talk about just off
Tuesday.
Yeah, so I mean, you talk about Snow. Okay. So Snow went 6 and he allows the run. I mean, just overall though, just a great performance from the pitching. The bullpen looks really good. There was the unfortunate news that Keone Kella is going to have season-ending Tommy John, but as we've seen, there's a lot of depth in this pen, so that can definitely, you know, we can find guys to come in and really keep pitching well. I mean, maybe Tim Hill moves into a little bit of a higher leverage role because we've seen him look really good. Stammen's sitting right now with a 1.75 ERA. Dude has been fantastic. I don't think me, you, and Isaac's not on today, but I don't think any of us were expecting that. But one thing I wanted to bring up was Padres are still getting runs. They're still getting wins. And they still aren't really bringing guys in when runners aren't scoring position. So I guess my question to you is like, if that starts, like, do you think that's going to start to, you know, pick up a little bit? But I think a lot of that is, I mean, we've talked about it before. The lineups have been a little strange, but now we see on Wednesday a lineup that I loved where you have Grisham 1, Manny 2, Cronenworth 3, and then Tatis 4, and then Hosmer 5. Hosmer went 0-for-4, Manny went 0-for-4, but you have Tatis obviously being the spark that he is. Cronenworth hits the inside the park home run, and Grisham had a double as well. But you kind of start seeing this lineup, if they start consistently hitting, do you think those numbers will go up? And when guys are hitting with runners in scoring position, how much can that get better?
See, I don't think it's going to get much better since baseball is a game of failure. Since, you know, your top hitters are getting on base at 3 out of 10 times. We scored a total of 12 runs in this series, and that's an average of 4 per game. You know, we want the Padres to average like 4 to 5 runs per game because then you most likely will never lose a game like that. If you need more than 4 to 5 runs in a game, that means your pitching is not doing its job. So as long as they average 4 runs a game in a series, that can't ask for much more. Anything more than that, I think, would be a little unrealistic. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an outlier. We scored 7 in the first game. But if we can score 3 to 4 runs each game, I have no problem with that. Even if we leave a lot of runners on, we still get those runs in when we need them. The pitching will do the rest because our pitching staff is on top of the game right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think this has got to be one of the top end pitching staffs. Hopefully we see Will Myers back soon. He's the only guy that hasn't come back from that COVID list. And hopefully Eric Hosmer kind of bounces back a little bit. He's only played in one game since he was out with COVID, but went 0-for-4, but he has been a early just spark for the offense. I mean, a guy that just been bringing guys in left and right with two outs and guys in scoring position. So hopefully, you know, he comes around, steps it up. Grisham has been amazing this year. Tatis moved his average up to 270 after everyone was going, oh, look, he's your star. He's hitting 230. So, you know, that's just kind of how him and Manny are, where they won't be doing that great. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's on. So I think that hopefully we've seen that. But I think the best play of this whole series was the Jake Cronenworth inside the park home run. So I just kind of wanted to know what you were thinking when that went down, because it was really funny when he turns third and he like stops and he's like, oh my God, I'm going to score. And it just kind of goes home. So that was cool to see. I loved his little celebration running into the dugout as well.
I didn't think that was going to be inside the park. When it came off the wall, I was like, you know what? That's probably a double, if not a triple. And then I see whoever was in right field. I think it was Blackman. They're just like lagging to the ball. I was like, oh my God, Cronenworth could go all the way. And I see him turn third. I was like, oh no, he's stopping. He's not going to get there. And then he started running again. I'm like, go Cronenworth, go, go, go. And then it was like, not even close. Awesome. That's a
yeah,
one
no,
way
that's
to get
what
a
I was
run.
Surprised I mean, by. I thought it was going to be a bang bang play.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, wow, well, you know what? Hey, Cronenworth's got speed. I mean, hey, you missed a home run by what? Maybe like a foot? I guess running around the bases at your full speed is another way to get a home run. Hey, book.
Absolutely. I mean, this series was really good. We just wanted to get something out really quick. Didn't have a ton of time to record this week, but that's just going to be it for our little Rockies recap. You know, a very dominant series by the Padres. So I do want to stress, like, this is what we've been hoping to see, you know, kind of a breakout. And we'll get into this recap right now. So moving into the Padres recap, they're going to be playing the Mariners Friday night. It's Chris Paddock's time. He's looked really good the last two starts. And so, Chase, you can start this out, man. What should we expect from Chris Paddock in this Friday night game?
So I'm expecting like four innings because I still think they're going to piggyback him with either Weathers or Lamet or maybe even Miggy Diaz again. I just don't think that any of our guys are completely healthy yet because all of them had missed time. And I don't know. We really don't know what Paddock went out with. It was just a medical condition that was undisclosed. So I don't know if that means he's completely healthy now after a few starts to go a full five innings. So I'm expecting a piggyback, maybe four innings at most from Paddock. I'm hoping five because, you know, then it taxes the bullpen less. But I'm hoping he goes out there and continues to dominate like he has. So we could knock Chris Paddock, and ever since he's came back, he's been really dominant. He's kind of been his 2019 self. You know, he's thrown the curveball a little bit more. It's been working. He's been hitting his spots. His velocity's up. His changeup's been getting the swings and misses that he needs. So you know what? I'm hoping for another dominant performance from Paddock tomorrow or today.
I think the thing that's really been promising about Paddock is the confidence in the fastball. And then to go along with that, it seems like he just randomly found confidence in the curveball as well, which we hadn't seen at all. And then all of a sudden he starts throwing it and it's been really effective. So hopefully that stays consistent as well. But the Padres only have Paddock slated. They don't have a guy for Saturday. Don't have a guy for Sunday. I would expect that Darvish will probably pitch on Sunday. Just thinking maybe it's Monday when he comes out, but I'm guessing that Darvish is going to be the guy Sunday, and Saturday will be like a Weathers Lamet combo day. Don't know if that's for sure yet, but I would think that's going to happen. But what about the guys that are slated on the mound for the Mariners on Friday? It's going to be Chris Flexen. Then it's Sheffield. Is it Sheffield on Saturday? And then Sunday is Kikuchi. So what was just kind of like, what are you expecting from those guys? I know that Flexen has looked really good this year. I think he has a sub-4 ERA, and he has a 4-1 record as well. So what's kind of like the scouting report on these guys? Who's going to be tough to hit? Who do you think the Padres can kind of take advantage of in this series?
So I don't know too much about Flexen. He is a right-handed pitcher, so I'm expecting the defense to be tempered a little bit because some of the guys hit righties a little less than lefties. We have a really good lefty-hitting crew, so the next two games after that, I completely feel like the Padres are just going to dominate. Sheffield has been doing all right. He has currently a 4.62 ERA. Nothing really special. He's had a few good games, but the games he hasn't, he's been pretty rocked. And the same thing with Kikuchi. He's done a little bit better than he has the past 2 years, but he still has an ERA over four. He's kind of unorthodox in his delivery, so we might see the Padres struggle maybe the first inning, maybe two, but after that, I feel like they'll take over the game because bring two lefties, and we got Machado, Tatis. Grish hits lefties really well. Crony hits lefties pretty well. Even Haas has been hitting lefties really well. I really don't feel like we'll have a problem. It should be a sweep, in my opinion. As long as the pitching holds out, and hopefully we get to see our guys go five-plus innings and see some guys get really healthy coming up. Because you know what? That'd be really important for the Padres right now.
Yeah, I think the Sunday game is the one that if Darvish does pitch, you should definitely expect to win that game. I do think you could be a little bit, you know, up in the air about the other two. I think Friday, I mean, we've seen Chris Paddock look good lately. So if he looks good, like how he has lately, and he can go, let's say, four innings, I think that bodes well for your chances of winning that game. However, if he gets, you know, he struggles and he has one of those bad innings like we've seen, like many of the innings we've seen earlier in the year where, you know, he has an outing and he goes five innings, but in that second inning, he gave up five runs. If we see an outing like that, it could be a little bit difficult to come back in that game. And then Saturday, not really knowing who's going to be on the mound, but I would expect it's going to be a Weathers-Paddock combo. I feel pretty confident when Weathers and Paddock, or sorry, Weathers and Lamet are out there. So hopefully that's the case because I feel pretty confident about that one. But I definitely think that maybe another sweep. I mean, could this be a nine-game win streak when we talk next? I certainly hope so. But who's your guy that's like a key to win this series or a key to sweep this series, I guess, if we're kind of going out there and saying we're that the Padres are going to be going out for this nine-game win streak, hopefully. But who's the guy that really has to just ball out and perform super well for that to happen?
I'm going to say Manny because I really want to see finally break, you know, get those multi-hit games, him hit for some power because honestly, we haven't seen that a lot. Tatis has come out and be like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to flex my power. But Machado hasn't gotten there yet, so I'm hoping to see that.
Yeah, I definitely like that as well. We've been saying Manny for a while. I think all of us have just been like rotating through like, hey, Manny's going to ball out this series. He's going to ball out this series. We know it's going to happen. We've seen how Machado is. Only seen him in a couple years in San Diego, but throughout his career, we know he's going to get back to those career numbers. We know he's going to, you know, hit 250 to 280 most years and just, you know, bring in 35, 40 bombs. I mean, that's kind of what I expect from him. And I think we're going to see him surge and really carry the offense eventually at a point in the season. Don't know if it's this series. I would love it. I mean, we've seen him have some big games where it looks like, okay, now he's on, and then he'll, you know, slow down a little bit. So hopefully he's the guy that keeps going. I think it's going to be Tatis again. I mean, we saw him come back, go for four for four, you know, move his average up to 270. It seems like he got a little bit of rest. Hopefully, you know, his swing is a little bit more situated because we were talking about it's going to take some time for that. Maybe just not playing for, what was it, like a week? Maybe not playing for a week is going to help him, you know, kind of adjust to that and start adjusting to his swing. Because we've seen that he's been able to do that. But I think if he just keeps carrying it on and, you know, plays like this MVP caliber player that he is, that can be the difference. I mean, he can single-handedly win in any game. So I think there's only a few guys in the league that can do that. So I'm going to say Tatis. Apparently, we're going with the heavy hitters today, Chase, Tatis, and Manny. But I like it. I mean, hopefully these guys come out and ball out. Also, had to bring this up before we head out here, but we are going to see some of Taylor Trammell. So exciting to see him, you know, former Padre top five prospect. I want to say he was the fifth guy. We saw him moved last year, but going to be really interesting to see him on the field. Haven't really watched him. I have seen, you sent me some highlights of him just kind of raking balls, but you know, an exciting little guy to watch there. And hopefully, I mean, I think we all wish him as much success as possible. He was only in San Diego for a small time, but you know, we still got a little bit excited about him when we acquired him for the Framil Reyes trade. But I think that's going to do it today. We just wanted to get something out real quick to everyone. Didn't have a ton of time to record this week, so apologies for that. But we'll be back either Sunday or Monday to bring you guys some more Padres content. And if this is your first time checking us out, make sure to subscribe. We'll be bringing content out all season long.